Drones and their effectiveness may be studied by military historians one day. Well, today, a piece of military history went on the auction block. It's the flag that accompanied George Custer's 7th Cavalry at the Battle of Little Bighorn in 1876. Now, while General Custer's reputation has diminished over the years, the flag he carried has emerged as the stuff of legend. Today, it fetched $2,210,500 at Sotheby's. The World's Carol Zoll has more.
The tattered and blood-stained silk flag measures 27.5 by 33 inches. It has 13 red and white stripes and a blue field with 35 gold stars.
The flag is called a guidon, and it was intended to be used as literally a guide.
Douglas Scott is a professor in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln and author of the book They Died with Custer, Soldiers' Bones from the Battle of the Little Bighorn. While that battle is known as one of the great defeats for the U.S. Army by Native Americans, what most people might not realize is that many of those American soldiers were recent immigrants.
About 40% of the men were foreign-born.
Scott says that Custer's regiment, the 7th Cavalry, epitomizes the U.S. Army in 1876 in its makeup. About 58% American-born, with 20% born in Ireland, 20% born in Germany, and a smattering who had come from France, Italy, the UK, Canada, and a few other places as well. One of those non-US-born soldiers was Charles Windolf, originally from Germany. He was awarded the Medal of Honor for bringing water to the wounded. He lived until 1949, the last of the regiment to die. Another of those non-US-born soldiers was a trumpeter, Giovanni Martini, from Italy, or John Martin, as he sometimes called himself.
He was with Custer when Custer realized that the village and probably the number of Indians was far larger than he had anticipated.
Custer sent Martini to get help. Martini delivered the message, but the help never got to Custer. Martini lived, but 268 American soldiers died, as well as about 75 Native Americans. For The World, I'm Carol Zoll.